Welcome to That South African. This is a new segment recording the South African Daily. Basically, just giving you a news breakdown of the current day or week, depending when it is. It is a standalone podcast. Just search the South African Daily by That South African. Today, two infamous South Africans faced legal and reputational woes. Dudozane Zuma has been charged with conspiracy to commit corruption. He was allegedly present at the meeting in which, at the time, Deputy Finance Minister Mkabisi Jonas was offered 600 million rand by Mr. AJ Gupta. Mr. Jonas refused the offer and left. He has been granted 100,000 rand bail and his case has been postponed to 2019. Whilst Dudozane Zuma's legal battles continued, Tomoyane was holding a media briefing. Rather, his lawyers were hosting a media briefing. Tomoyane himself does not feel the responsibility to at least speak to the nation. And the briefing was less about conflict resolution than it was to lambast the same unfair media that they themselves called in, and the two commissions of inquiry into him. This not only shows his nonchalant attitude towards owning up to his actions, but also the ridiculous lengths a cornered politician can run to save their already broken reputation. Today was definitely an interesting one. Court battles, nonchalant politicians, and media briefings. One can see how this can all get depressing very easily. Well, let's end off on some good news. When people use words to describe our healthcare system, they are not positive. Failing, ineffective, useless, and crumbling are what you'll hear. This can all be related back to the quality of healthcare you get at government institutions, and in particular government hospitals and clinics. Often there are too many patients for one doctor to handle. This may all soon change. 260 medical students out of a batch of 2,885 sent to Cuba to further their medical training have returned to South Africa. They'll spend the next 18 months finalizing their degrees in South Africa, South African universities, before being injected into the healthcare system. Let's hope this helps the healthcare system help those who need it most. Thank you for listening to the That South African. This was our new segment, The South African Daily. You can hear it in standalone podcast as well.